Hey, follower of Jesus, do you have a hard time accepting God's love and believing he is good to you and not just good to others? Do you have a hard time forgiving those who hurt you? Do you wrestle with feelings of anxiety, racing thoughts, burnout, and feel like you are at the end of your rope? Do you find yourself being in pain and stuck in the past, or maybe this one? Do you constantly question whether it's God's voice or your feelings? If so, you are welcome here and you're in the right spot. In this podcast, you will learn how to go from knowing God's word to believing God's word. I will teach you how to hear from God, discern God's voice, process emotions and feelings, let go of control, and trust God despite what you are going through. And most importantly, how to feel again, which means walk through your pain and feelings with the Father instead of running from them. We are a spirit, have a soul, and live in a body. God cares about your body, and so do I. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place, a safe place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I was burned out, surviving, living by what I felt in the moment, and believed God was good, but that I was too far gone. I didn't trust God with my daily life or my basic needs, only my eternity. I believed so many lies, like my body was a tool I was to use to feel loved, and that I had to strive in everything I did to prove to others I was worthy of their acceptance and approval. I allowed the pain of my past to dictate my future and keep me stuck in the present moment. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. I am loved by a God whose love doesn't change despite when my feelings changed. What I knew about God and his love slowly transformed my heart. And I am here to share all of that with you. If he did it for me, he will and is ready to do it for you. Hey friend, welcome to this episode. Today we're going to be talking about how to change your life and be at the center of God's will, which I think is so many of our hearts and desires, right? We just want to be where God is, but we also want something in our life to change. And sometimes change feels hard and it feels impossible. We don't want to talk about it because if I said, who wants to change? You're probably raising your hand and being like, yes, something in my life needs to change. But maybe you're just thinking, I just wish I could have more patience. That's you desiring change. I wish I could be kind. I wish I could lose weight. You desire change. But with change, what does that look like? What does it look like to be a center of God's will? That's what we're going to be talking about today. To continue this conversation, change, I actually talk about it inside of my spiritual growth mentorship. It's actually one of the last weeks. So we do 5 weeks together and then you have ongoing support from me. You get tons of lessons, homework. I know that you're probably like, okay, that's not really selling me on it. But let me tell you, the women are so blessed by this homework because they can go back, listen to the lessons over and over again, ask questions. I'm there for them. The other women are there for them. And we just kind of text. Yeah. Text through Voxer and hang out. So the last week I talk about change and transformation, but people want the, hey, give me the 5-step process. How do I change? And we think that change is this like big decision we make. But I'm here to tell you that change is actually the sum of all the small changes that we make every single day. Let's get into it first. According to the Bible, I just had to share with you that if you want more on this topic, join us inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. But let's get into this. So according to the Bible, God's will is revealed through various means, including his written word, the scriptures. 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. When somebody asks me how to renew your mind, I keep thinking like, oh God, like how did I get here? Because I feel like so much of my life everything was stacked against me. The way I was raised, the people that are in my life and how they live. It felt like, how did I get here? Why didn't I turn to drugs? Why didn't I turn to alcohol? How is this my path? And it overwhelms me to think about where I am and to know the past that I've come from, the decisions I've made, feeling like a homewrecker, feeling like having sex before marriage and having sex at a young age and turning to my body and torturing my body and putting it through so much. And I just was like, how did I get here? And it was a choice. And that sounds so like, I'm not trying to dumb anything down, but it really was. And, you know, I think back over the last, I don't even know, if I look back in the last 15 years and how much I've grown. And even from last year, when my husband and I went through a very, very tough year of loss and change and things happening, how am I here? And it was a choice. And it was a choice of choosing God and knowing his character and nature and knowing his will. And I don't want us to think of will as purpose. I want us to think of will as character and nature as well, and who he is and who he says he is. So just a few key aspects when we think about God's will. And I want this to be foundational: salvation and relationship. And the Bible teaches that God's will is for all people to come to know him, repent of their sins, and enter into a personal relationship through Jesus. It is moral and ethical living. The Bible outlines principles and commands and that guides believers into a righteous and holy life, right? How we treat others, conduct business, pursue justice and righteousness. God's will is love and compassion. The Bible emphasizes the importance of love and compassion towards others. Jesus taught that the greatest commandments are to love God with all of our hearts and to love our neighbors as ourselves. So again, as we go through this, you're going to see this isn't about you're going to be a teacher, because that's what we think about. I think we think of God's will. I think we think of purpose. I want to be at the center of God's will for my life. And I think what we're saying in translation is I want to be doing what God has called me to do. But when I think about God's will for our life, the overarching, the airplane view is salvation and relationship, moral, ethical living, love and compassion, trust and obedience, service and mission. How are we living out those things? Because the Bible encourages us, the believers, to trust in God's wisdom, obey in his commands, seeking God's will in prayer, studying, following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Service and mission, the Bible highlights the call for believers to serve others and to share the message of God's love and salvation with the world. This involves using our gifts and talents. So I think it's important that we note interpretations of God's will. And I know this can vary in denominations and individuals, but overall, this is a part of his character. It's part of his nature. God's will for our lives, of our how to live out our lives. But I think, right, it can feel hard at times. I mean, what does it look like to take those foundational principles I just mentioned and live them in our daily lives? Because I think that changing our mind and changing our life, it can feel like a mistake. I think the enemy can convince you that, hey, is that the right choice? Are you sure? Are you sure that's what God called you to do? Are you sure? Right? Like, he's like constantly questioning us, and that's just the enemy. And God is not the author of confusion. And so if you're constantly questioning, if you're constantly toggling, that obviously is also us being double-minded, and we have to recognize that. But I think that we're trying to change and be at the center of God's will. We have foundational principles at God's will. So I want that to just be what it is. And now let's get into this topic of change, knowing that those are foundational principles. I think change can feel like a bully at times, right? It bosses us around and it tries to convince us that this way is the better way. And like I mentioned at the top of this podcast, we all desire change. You know, when it comes to the women inside the Spiritual Wealth Mentorship, I just love talking with them and loving on them and the things that they often ask questions, because they can ask questions at any time and I'm available to them. And so one of the things is we are constantly walking through this process of change. And this change involves the renewing of our mind, but it also, when we're renewing our mind, it also is changing our actions. And so there is this very real reality that a choice comes with, may come with loss, may come with uncomfortable feelings or tension. And I think that, you know, for example, loss, it means that something new can become an end to the old, right? If we change, we might have to give up some friends or relationships or even where we like to escape or get away. And I think that when we to experience change and when we're pursuing God's will and those foundational principles of obedience and compassion and love and salvation and being on mission and service, there are things that it's going to challenge us, and that challenge is going to change us. Change requires us to leave familiar places to enter into an unknown territory. And so we decide, you know, is this pain of staying greater or worse than the pain of leaving? And we start to kind of wage this war and place bets on what we can live with, not what we can live without. And so we're just thinking like, well, I can kind of live with this and how this person treats me. And because it's almost too painful to think about living without that, thinking about living without them in my life or thinking about living without this in my life. And change can also bring about loss, but it can also bring about failure. I can remember when I had to make the decision to pull away from a friendship. It just, man, it was so hard for me to confront. I'm always honest here, but the pain of staying proved to be the lesser evil versus admitting to myself this was not a friendship. And friendship breakups and separations are real. And I don't think we talk about it enough. They hurt. And for me, I didn't want to face the reality that I wasn't wanted or needed and I wasn't important to this person. It hurt too much to realize this wasn't a friendship at all. But something had to change. And I decided, and listen, this wasn't a decision I made quickly. It took me a year to make this decision after I put myself through torment and basically friendship, emotional turmoil and hurt and pain, because I just didn't want to see what was there. And I had to think, like, is this God's will for me? When I look at God's will, not in the sense of purpose, but in character and nature, is this right, good, and true? What am I avoiding? What do I need to confront? So I think when we're thinking about embracing God's will for our life for change, you know, again, I talk about this inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship, and we talk about the tension and how sometimes we want to give up fighting for change. And if you didn't know, you can join us anytime inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. It is open right now. And I know sometimes we put things off because like, well, I'll just join later. What's later? When is enough enough? When are you done holding on to the pain? When are you done carrying this weight? I want to help you. I want to be here for you. I'm just here to share that change is possible. God's will isn't out of reach. That's it. Because sometimes we just need somebody to tell us that it is possible. The enemy wants us to quit. He wants us to fail. He wants us to draw away from God, to make it about ourselves, that we have to get ourselves right before we go back to God. And then we feel like we can't change because so many people have spoken over us how we can't change, right? Can we raise our hands to that? How many times have you heard, well, you're never going to amount to anything. You can't do that. So we believe we're flawed and we believe we're no good. And our brains, they're lazy. They're going to take the path of least resistance. But our bodies also remember. They know the pain we have gone through and will do anything they can to protect us from going through more pain and enduring it again. Therefore, I know this won't feel easy. It will feel like you are swimming upstream. However, you will get to a place where change is welcomed and often may even come effortless. Change doesn't come by trying. It comes by trusting. Change doesn't come by walking after the flesh, but the Spirit. Change doesn't come by willpower, but by God's power. We can know God's will for our life when we know His word, when we know His character. It's not that we want to become better. We want to become transformed. We become transformed by renewing our minds. And we have the ability to renew our minds because of the power within us through Jesus. Change is possible, friend, and it can start today, and you don't have to do it alone. And I know it's scary, and I know it feels so uncomfortable, but we sometimes have to look those feelings of uncomfortableness in the face and say, no more. And today can be a different decision. Check out the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. Head to the link in the show notes below. And as always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live.
Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wished I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God, a place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved, a place where you feel like you didn't have to hide? Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table, but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started. And I'll see you there, friend.